Thank you, sir.
Or who's the, which way does that go?
Oh, right. I get to read it?
Always to the right.
That's what I'm doing.
Who is running this thing now?
Well, I guess at this point it'll be our vice chair. Since, sorry, I didn't realize that the chair wasn't going to be here.
So Dave's not going to make it?
I don't know. He hasn't called to say that he wouldn't, but...
It's the bad part about 7 o'clock. I get busy doing stuff. Move over here and we'll get her going.
Sorry.
Call our meeting of the Taney County Board of Adjustment to order. Today we have one item before us, and before we get to that item, would you please establish that we have a quorum?
Okay. Dave Nelson, he's not here. Mark Weiss.
Here.
Tony Mullen.
Present.
Tom Gideon.
Here.
And Sean Pingleton.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Great. Sean, would you please read the explanation of the public hearing procedures?
Like this one?
Yes. I think Bob can show you where it starts. It's on the screen as well.
Okay.
And I'll start this one first, if that's
all right.
Sounds
good. Go right ahead.
Okay. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the July 16th, 2014 Board of Adjustment public hearing being held in order to hear a single variance request. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for the case, as Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for the variance case to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for the application, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon the application, you must sign up at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes, unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you so much.
And now, Sean, would you please read the governing statutes?
I will, as soon as we get them up there. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. 2, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission as herein provided. 3, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape of topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property, a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. And scene.
Good job.
Thanks.
Tonight we have a public hearing for Doug Merritt Meadows. It's a variance request. We have one person signed up to speak, and I assume that's everyone that would like to be speaking. Doug, if you would, please stand, and I'm going to swear you in. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Well, I'm asking for a variance to build a garage on the side of my house.
Excuse me. I'm going to go ahead and let's have Bob actually explain what your request is, and then we'll have you address it.
Okay.
Bob, would you go over the variance request, please?
Okay. This is case number 2014-5V. The project is Doug and Sally Meadows' setback variance request. The applicants are Doug and Sally Meadows. And this is the property in question, and we'll zoom in here. The subject property is located at 147 River Bluff Drive, Branson, Missouri, in the Branson Township, Section 12, Township 22, Range 22. The applicants, Doug and Sally Meadows, are requesting a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The applicants are requesting a variance from the required 7-foot side lot setback requirement in order to allow for the construction of an 18 by 24 attached garage. And essentially, the proposed 18 by 24 garage would be attached along this side of the structure. And this is a drawing. This is the existing garage, and this is the proposed new garage. The subject property is a meets and bounds described tract of land, and it contains approximately 22,400 square feet, or just over half an acre. The property in question contains the applicant's existing single-family residence. And again, we've already basically described what's being proposed here, that they're seeking a setback variance in order to construct a new 18 by 24 garage. We've got just a quick north, south, east, and west view of the property. And in review, the applicants currently own 4 vehicles and are wishing to construct this additional 18 by 24 attached garage, which would abut directly to the existing attached 2-car garage. The applicants have indicated that they are proposing to construct the new attached garage both for aesthetic and also safety reasons. The applicants have indicated that on a number of occasions, drivers have actually missed the turn onto River Bluff Drive and have ended up in either their driveway area or yard. The applicants have further indicated that by constructing the garage, they are hopeful that they can ensure that drivers don't hit one of the cars parked in the driveway. The applicants have indicated that they have spoken with the adjoining property owner immediately to the east regarding his feeling concerning the variance request, and he has verbally indicated that he has no opposition to the variance request being granted. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a setback variance of plus or minus 3 feet from the east side property line, allowing for the construction of a new 18 by 24 foot garage that would abut directly to the existing attached garage and be set back approximately 4 feet from the side lot line. Number two, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And third, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got just a fairly brief video here. Whoops, maybe. And basically, the applicant's proposing to build this new attached garage right in this area. This, I assumed, was a property stake here. We may have the applicant confirm that. Okay, and that's all I have at this point.
Thank you, Bob. Doug, would you please come up and add anything, and we may have some questions for you.
Sure. That was a property mistake. It hadn't been surveyed since we bought the property. But when we originally bought the property, all of the drainage went to the west side of the house. There's actually a dry creek that runs behind us. So we had to move the house kind of as far east as we could to build it. That was 20 years ago, and it was just Sally and I. You know, since then, we actually have 5 cars instead of 4 when my daughter's home from college. And what happens is we have to kind of stagger them to get them back and forth, but sometimes we'll actually have a car on the road when she's home. And that red line right there, I mean, we actually will have tire tracks in our yard occasionally. So it is a big safety issue with me. There are no street lights out there as well, so at nighttime it's very dark. Somebody comes around that corner, they're not going to see a car if they cut a little wide. So, and it's also dangerous for my daughter as well because we're constantly trying to back around each other every time. I did talk to Mike Justice, who owns all of the property to the east of me. I spoke with him before I even applied for a variance, because if he was going to have a problem with it, I wasn't even going to apply for one. Mike's never going to have anybody else on that side, and I am the last home in that subdivision. So I know it's tough to get a variance. If you give one to one person, everybody wants one, but this does not really affect anybody in the subdivision. So my hope is to be able to attach that garage there and alleviate some of that car issue I have right now. Aesthetically, it's pretty bad. It looks good in that picture, but typically there's several cars out there. So
the lot in the lot in the front there, that Doug, that the garage would butt against, if I'm not mistaken, that the driveway that goes to the house.
That's right.
Mike's driveway is a private drive, and it goes around this way back to this house. What's in between that driveway and your house? I mean, I see it's timber, but is it?
No, but it's just all.
Is it buildable, or I mean, is it?
Well, if Mike ever decided, I guess he wanted to maybe subdivide his property, he could sell some of that to somebody to build. I mean, that's a possibility. I can't speak for him. I don't know that he ever would, but it's a possibility.
A minute ago, you mentioned something that affected your property that was there at the time that you purchased. Maybe it was a drainage problem where you had to move the property, your building, to the east. Mm-hmm. Go a little more into detail on that, if you would.
Well, everything drains through there. Now, since then, and I don't know how old that one picture is, our neighbor has built a driveway in between us, and they actually have some of the drainage that runs across their property.
I don't know how well.
You can see it there.
But anyway, they put a big pipe in, so now most of that drainage runs behind my house and then goes into a dry creek. But so that hasn't been an issue since they've done that. It's still, when we get a lot of rain, it comes right across the road and runs through there.
This kind of shows.
That's it.
Right,
yeah.
Here. Yeah. So it runs through here and then runs back behind my house. Now, when it rains hard, it will get even, it'll come out of the banks and get close to the house on this side, which is why we had to move when we originally built, you know, as far over as we could to the west or east side.
At the time that you built your home, you viewed that as a hardship with the lot that you had to overcome?
Yes, because we didn't have any choice.
And a unique condition to that particular lot.
Yes.
You mentioned the safety issue. There's been more than one car end up in your driveway or your front yard?
Yes. We'll have one in the garage. I'd like to have two in the garage. Sally's using that for shop right now. But then we'll have two others parked in the driveway, kind of staggered, so when I come out, I can get between them. And then my daughter's home from college, we actually have one, even though I'm not supposed to, you know, usually right here. And that's what scares me, because, I mean, I still have ruts in here for people taking that corner right.
Does anyone have any questions of Mr. Meadows? You're in the county. Some of your neighbors, are they in the city?
It's really strange. The River Bluff is all outside of Branson.
Oh, I didn't know if it was hodgepodge or partially in or partially out.
No, it's the craziest thing. I wish we were, because we get some other services. There's mixed feelings about that. But the entire subdivision is in the county.
Yeah, here's the city, probably the closest city limit line here in purple.
I'm just a bit surprised City of Branson hasn't address that or ask for some voluntary annexation, as they did on many of the neighborhoods in along Fall Creek, including the one I live in.
I've had a couple neighbors come down. I mean, they got the notice. Carl Wade lives in. He came down wanted to know what we were going to do. He was good with it. Rob Johns lives there as well, and he came down and asked a few questions. And well, I think everybody from an aesthetic standpoint would prefer me to do it because they're tired of looking at a used car lot out there. But
when they were doing that, they were hodgepodge and trying to get the chateau to get to all that in there.
Yeah. I think the city, too.
So when they went through there back when they was doing this, they just, they could get any, you know, cross street, we got it, move on. You know, they didn't spend no time.
Sewer's been a problem on how they're going to do our subdivision, too, is probably why they're still dragging their feet.
Thank you, Doug. If you have any final comments, please make them, and then we'll see what the wishes of the commission will be.
That's all I have. Thank you.
We've heard the report. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
It's been a motion to approve and a second. Discussion? All in favor, please signify by raising your right hand. You've got us all down. That was unanimous. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You can see Bob, next week, and have whatever documentation or...
Yeah, we'll mail the decision of record out to him, and Benita will send him a letter explaining the next steps.
Okay. And as part of clarification, I think for my mind, you know, on this one, I think we ought to talk about it just for a second. There was an existing condition on your lot, and that was the fact that you had to move your home at the time that you built, and that created creating a hardship for you now, but it's a condition that's unique to this lot, so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't affect where everybody we have to give these to. I wonder if you'd understand. That was my logic, and something similar might be everyone else's here. So
that was mine, too.
Thank you. And now let's get into the minutes. We've got the minutes before us, and you've had a chance to look at them. Do you have a motion to approve the minutes of the May 21st meeting of the Taney County Board of Adjustment?
Make a motion to approve those.
And a motion to approve, a second?
I'll second.
Motion's made and seconded. All in, discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Minutes are approved. Bob, what do we have coming up? Any old business, any new business?
I really don't have anything at this point. At this time, we don't have any applications for next month, but the deadline isn't until next week, so we'll know for sure next week.
Super. In that case, we're adjourned, and we've got another short meeting, and appreciate the fact this wasn't a very complicated
one.